about animals.
Yeah.
That's a fellow that owns the cattle.
Okay.
The rancher.
Would a stockman also be a sheep?
Huh?
Could a stockman also deal in sheep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a miner? What would a miner be to you? Would it be somebody?
Well, with a woman, I guess you'd call a goat digger. No, jeez, I don't know what another name for a miner.
Would a miner be somebody that owns the mines or just works?
Oh, I'm sure that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And somebody that works in the mines?
So now, if that's what I thought you meant a name.
Yeah.
Like Italians, they call them wops or something like
yeah.
that, see.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what
mine. Well, I never saw the deal with calling an Italian a wop, but anyway.
Yeah. Who's the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
I made a couple women. I'm wondering how you pronounce the woman. A woman's name, S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
And another one, N-E-L-L-Y. N-E-L-L-Y. I always remember from when people say to their horses, whoa. Nellie? Is that a name around?
Well, it sounds about like it. It'd be Nellie, but I don't remember a Nellie in the Bible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the other two are in there. Nellie isn't. What does the term jackleg mean?
Oh, kind of a halfway deal.
Oh, okay. What is the name of somebody who represents somebody else in court?
Well, that's an attorney.
Okay. And the person who presides over the proceedings?
Judge.
All right. I'm wondering if you're sort of ill, you got a stomach ache, something you might say. I remember saying this when I was a kid, I'm sick to my stomach. Is that what you would say, or is there something else?
Oh, I felt it a bellyache.
Okay. Would you ever say you're sick, and then talk about your stomach, too? Does that sound familiar to you?
Come over there again.
Would you ever say you're sick? I used to say I'm sick to my stomach. Is that something you would say? Or?
Yeah, I've heard people say that. I've said it myself.
Okay. If you have a sore throat and your talking is affected, what would you call that?
Your tonsils?
Yeah. You can hardly talk.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a lot of tonsil trouble.
Yeah. We mentioned arthritis. Are there other words for arthritis?
Well, gout and arthritis, quite a few.
How about a problem with your appendix? You know what that's called?
Yeah, well, it's a stomach problem.
Mm-hmm. Appendicitis, maybe?
Huh?
Have you heard of appendicitis?
Yeah. Oh, I know what. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think too serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gout. Yeah. You know what Rocky Mountain fever is?
Is that from a tick?
I think so. Yeah, and I guess it's just fever, but it's a tick that's sort of specific to Rocky Mountain.
Tick carries it or something.
Mm-hmm. What is it called when you can't hear? What do they say about that around
deep.
Here? Okay. I got one more section to go, and this should be short. Do you have any other words for sunrise?
Sunset.
Well, that would be the opposite, but do you have something that means
daylight.
Sunrise, daylight? How about for sunset? Do you have another word for
twilight?
Okay. What's another way of saying a time, like 10:45? What's another way of saying that?
10:45?
Yeah.
15 to 11.
Okay.